Yeah, well, I think that's because, A, they don't care about the do not disturb list, and, B, they're all coming in for voice, you know, because Verizon, the ones it does catch, and I'm going to say it catches about 50% of them, they're all from BOIP services that you've never heard of, you know. And I guess the other thing that I don't get, you know, why wouldn't AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, you know, why wouldn't they step in on this? Because of the system loading. I mean, you think about it. If I'm at 40 to 50 calls a day, and then you take lots more people like me at 40 or 50 calls a day, you know, that's quite a system load. And I'm really surprised that they're not the ones that are jumping up and down and trying to get this to stop, you know. And basically, all we got to do is block, you know, and we can't do that anymore, you know, block calls from one country. And, of course, that's not a spam call. All you got to do is block calls from one country. And but they'll just run it through a VPN from someplace else.